Good afternoon, everyone. Federico here. It has been a very long week. I've been working behind the scenes on a new workflow for just for the team, not for the public. A new workflow for Club Mac Stories, because we're changing the way that we're handling questions for the workflow corner and the weekly Q&A sections of Mac Stories Weekly, our weekly newsletter. And there's going to be details in Mac Stories Weekly tomorrow, but basically we're changing to Google Forms instead of having to, you know, having people to email us directly. So I spent since Sunday, so 5 days working on this new Zapier workflows that involve a bit of Python scripting, and it took me a while to come up with the new system. So we're basically changing everything about the way that we organize coverage for Club Mac Stories. We're switching to Trello for project organization, and we're having Zapier communicating with Trello to create new cards whenever a member gets in touch with us. So it took me a while. I spent the past 5 days working on these workflows, and now everything is set up correctly. I've fixed the last few remaining bugs, you know, encoding, decoding, Unicode. Meh, I hate that stuff. Anyway, I also spent a bit of time writing. You may have seen my review of Launcher 2.0 today on Mac Stories. It's a great update. It allows you to set up multiple widgets, and you can activate those widgets only at certain times or certain locations. And I went also a bit crazy with the new Slack shortcuts based on what I believe is an undocumented Slack URL scheme. So that also took me a while, and I've been working on a second app review. It's nothing really major, but it's a really, really solid app that I've also switched to, and it's launching tonight. I should be able to post my review at about 2 a.m. local time here in Italy, so that should be about 8 p.m. New York time and 5 p.m. San Francisco, I think, if my time zone math is correct. So I've been working on those two reviews, and of course we're preparing the coverage for the actual newsletter tomorrow, not just the workflow behind the scenes. There's Mac Stories Weekly issue 31 coming tomorrow, and it's got a lot of good stuff. I know that John and Graham have been working on a post about something about their setup. I don't want to spoil it, just a teaser. So we've been very busy, and I know John has been covering a few apps as well. You may have seen yesterday Hazel 4 Outline Edit. It's been a good app, a good app week, I guess, at Mac Stories. And I'm gonna have a relaxing weekend. My girlfriend is going away to a dance competition in Spain. My mom is coming to visit on Saturday, so we're gonna hang out in Rome. I'm gonna show her a few places because, you know, she lives in Viterbo. So it's going to be fun. And next week, actually this weekend, probably at night, I'll start writing a review of a very well-known app update that's coming. It's great. I love it. Going to have fun with that. And then I got to think about the next stories and pieces that I want to publish on the site. Been holding off on this Spotify and Apple Music story. Probably I should get started on that. And we should have more WWDC wishlist type of stories coming this month from John, from Alex. He's been working on a story about his wishes. So it should be a nice month in preparation of WWDC. So now I'm going to go back to finishing Mac Stories Weekly for tomorrow, and I'll talk to you guys later. When I post the review tonight, there'll be a link here in Telegram. Thank you. Talk to you later. Ciao.